picked up Life magazine cover story, 45th anniversary of Jaws. Remember believing in Jaws and bread and Santa Claus. Man, I was 8 years old when I saw Jaws, and I still watch Jaws to relive the adventure and for the good nostalgia. Years, no bullshit on my mind, nobody trying to fuck me, trying to take a piece of me. I watch Jaws, and of all the bullshit, I am free. I read this article in Life magazine, and I felt free. When Brody says, you're gonna need a bigger boat, I'm brought back to countless memories of watching Jaws with so many lovers laying beside me throughout my history, throughout my life, throughout the eras. Watching the movie on videotape back in Ohio and here in San Francisco and out in the Sierras. Plywood storefront summer. Plywood storefront summer. Sometimes I lay in a spell all day and the world just keeps spinning. I can feel it spinning while I'm looking at the ceiling. It's comforting to know that one day when I'm gone, the world will keep turning. And then maybe I'll get out just before the whole planet's fucking burning. I take refuge below my ceiling and decompress in this world that spews so many hateful feelings. Taking a day off from this world full of bad dealings, corruption and judgment and freewheeling. I peek out my window, I look at the mother dove and her young fledglings, and I find that picture so healing. I just watched two doves raise their young, and they flew off, and to my surprise in flew another one. They give me comfort through this plywood storefront summer. I get depressed as fuck looking at all the moving trucks, people moving to Pinole and Alameda and Antioch. I got confused because somebody was texting me about all the mass sex that they were having, going on and on and bragging about all the mass sex they were having. This is good for you, wrong number. I'm reading Life magazine, thank you for sharing. Plywood storefront summer. Plywood storefront summer. And when I'm lonely and can't sleep, I walk somewhere and back. I walk down East 5th at 4 a.m. hit 7-Eleven strapped with a knife in the event that I'm attacked. I walk the night, I always walk the night, because I love the night, I embrace the night. There's not enough things open at night, we all know nothing good happens after midnight. If I was president, antique malls would be open all night, so I could buy patrollers at 4 a.m., so I could buy old chinaware at 4 a.m., so I could buy old gardening tools at 4 a.m., so I could buy old issues of life. If I was president, my vice would be Iron Mike, because Mike says smart things like, my ego allows me to be kind to others, because being kind to others allows me to be kind to myself, and that's my ego's objective without the struggle. So I woke up this morning, I looked at my calming birds, thinking I can't believe it, tomorrow night I'm actually playing a concert in Big Sur. Damn, this whole year's been one big long fucking blur. Let me tell you, by the time I get to Big Sur, my pianist is gonna be dazzling with his beautiful style of both restraint and flurry. And me, I'm bringing the mic and the sound and the fury. Tomorrow night there won't be no fucking around. Tomorrow night in Big Sur, I'm gonna throw it down as if Henry Miller was still alive and was there to enjoy and observe.